When I was in seminary, one of my professors, Monsignor John Shine, taught us how to hear confessions. And he told us that if someone came to confession someday and told us that they had no sins, we should step outside the confession box and ask them to shake hands with us and say to them, "Congratulations, you're the first saint I ever met." For any human being to claim that they have no faults or sins, that person is a fool, deceiving themselves. St. John tells us, if we say we have no sin in us, we are liars refusing to admit the truth. And St. Paul says, we have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Every mature and humble human being needs to be in touch both with their strengths and with their weaknesses. And if they are not, they will not live a decent, happy life themselves and will make the lives of others painful and difficult. And in extreme cases, people who know the difference between right and wrong but simply don't care, well, we call people like that psychopaths. Many of us believe that Christianity and Catholicism have changed for the better in recent decades. But not everything about that change has been good. Years ago, for instance, there was too much emphasis on the topics of sin and hell. But nowadays, sin hardly gets a mention, even and especially in sermons and homilies. It's not good for people to forget that evil and sin exists, even within ourselves. As someone said, there's a bit of good even in the worst of us, and there's a bit of badness even in the best of us. And in Catholicism, the forgetfulness about sin has led to the almost disappearance of confession or the sacrament of reconciliation. When I was growing up, the importance of a daily examination of conscience was highly stressed. The first part consisted in looking at yourself in the context of the Ten Commandments. Have I put anyone or anything before God? Have I used my gift of speech to hurt God or others? Have I worshipped God and used the Sabbath to do good? Have I disrespected my family? Have I harmed others physically or emotionally? Have I misused my sexual powers? Have I stolen or done someone an injustice? Have I committed perjury or told lies? Have I acted out of jealousy? And have I resented the success, possessions, or relationships of others? And then the second part of the examination of conscience was about our sins of omission, the things we could have done and failed to do. Have I failed to do some good I could have done? Have I passed by on the other side of the road and ignored someone in trouble or overlooked an injustice? Perhaps it's time we all remembered that sin does exist. Perhaps we should take up once again the practice of the examination of our consciences and sought God's forgiveness and the forgiveness of others for our sins and failings. We are told in the first reading today, you have given your sons the good hope that after sin you grant repentance.